handle the truth.
Oh, well, that was me screwing up there. I'm Jim Price, the Jim Price Show Daily Update. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. It is March 1st. It's a Friday, 2024, or whatever day you want to call it, whatever number you want to put in there. It doesn't really matter. As long as you continue to follow their calendar and you follow their rules, your daylight savings time and all this chasing around, well, they'll continue to control you. So, good job. That's one of the things we got to talk about consistently over and over again is we have to make sure that when we go into this stuff, we have to understand that there are people that not only have manipulated your currency, your history, your time, your religion, your food, they have touched everything. There is nothing sacred. Your children have been touched. Your grandparents have been touched. Things you've been touched, and you don't even act like it actually happened to you. But again, this is the world we live in where this is a consistent thing. Now, I do have a special guest coming on today, but they're not here yet, so we get to spice it up here a little bit. I was watching the closing arguments of the Fauci. Now, I'm now hearing a lot of these talking heads making sure to use her proper pronunciation of her name. It's not Fanny that we all grew up and knew, F-A-N-I. No, it's Fauci now. We're going to throw a U or W in there, and then we're going to make it up as we go along because it doesn't really matter. Well, Fanny was in the courtroom today, all leaned back in her chair, and she had her little power red dress on, and she had a different wig on. Someone actually bothered to put a little bit of curl, a little bit of goop, and a little action into the wig she had on. Yes, today she's actually wearing a wig. She wasn't actually sporting her natural hair like she did the other day when she got up there and gave everybody the what for about how wrong you are. Now, if you happen to watch what goes on in a courtroom, you can understand why there is no justice. I listened to the closing arguments for the defense, and then I listened to Fanny's lawyer, or whatever you want to call it. The state has its own lawyers, and is using your tax dollar money. By the way, Trump is having to spend money on his attorneys. The state is spending your money on their attorneys. Wow, that sounds fair. But this is what we do, right? This is what we allow to happen. So we have this situation where we're going to see this go on. Now, I watched it, and it was the gentleman who was closing for the defense for Trump's team. I get what he was doing. I picked up everything he was putting down. Very easy to palate, very palatable, not a problem whatsoever. But I will tell you that listening to the defense was just almost more than I could take. This gentleman, between the uhs and the ums and the uhs and all this other stuff, I honestly can't tell you what he was doing. And why am I not on Facebook? Is there a reason that I'm not on Facebook? I wonder what's going on here. Oh, there we are. No, now I got Facebook. Okie dokie, Facebook sucks. Doo-dah, doo-dah. They can... never mind, I'll quit singing their praises. But anyway, as you go down this whole path with them on what they were trying to say, this gentleman who was doing the defense, it's just ludicrous. It's just ridiculous. It's just not real. Everything that these lawyers have said is factually inaccurate. And the state needs to the judge needs to just throw this away. Your Honor, you just need to throw it away. This is a waste of time. Now, I will get that there are times when a trial can be drug out because we decided that we don't want to go to trial right away, and it can happen that way. I get it. I'm with you. I'm picking up what you're putting down. But my problem with it is that this gentleman just kept saying, well, yeah, they're just wrong. They're wrong, Judge. They're wrong. They don't even know what they're talking about. Judge, just throw this out the door. And by the way, my voice is about 10 octaves lower than what that gentleman, his voice was really, it was really up in here. And what he was talking about, it really made me want to just stop listening to him because he almost just sounded like he was, anyway, it was ridiculous. So I really didn't enjoy listening to it. So as I was, and I don't know where my guest is today, I guess, oh, here we go. Looks like they're coming in now. So, but as the whole case was going on, as this, all this was happening, I just really wanted to say, just sit down, dude. You're not doing yourself any good. And then I do like how they, the gentleman said, well, I was able to find, I was able to reference a, what do you want to call it? I was able to reference this application for a scholarship. And he was using it as case law. Now, did you hear what I said there? He was actually using a application or a summary or a summation or just an opinion of someone and was actually just saying, hey, you know, this person had a really good point about someone being disqualified in a case. And this is like from 2014. And I'm like, the judge is going to listen to a application for a scholarship as court precedence. And they were really trying to tout this up. And he just kind of slipped it in there that this was really kind of a nothing burger. Lynn, you got to turn your camera on. And I don't know who Google Pixel 7a is, but you guys got to turn your cameras on if we're going to have you guys in here.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Everything was going super slow and I was trying to get it on my Pixel, and okay. I turned it off, but it's still
I'm getting
on. I don't know why it's showing up there. Thank you.
Yeah, don't worry about it. I got
really
it
sorry about this.
Oh no,
the
no,
phone
no.
was slow. Everything is
well. You're still having a little bit of a pixelation on your camera. So I'm gonna finish my dialogue here, and then we'll jump over to you. So give me a second. So anyway, as this guy was going
Thank you.
On,
I'm sorry.
Oh, you're fine, dear. No worries. And so as he was going through all this, you wanted to tell him just like, dude, shut up. Like, there's nothing in your argument other than saying, I don't like what they said, and they're lying. And that's all it sounded like. But what I want to point out to you, the greatest thing, I could sit there and show the fallacies of the case and how they presented it, and it was just ridiculous. They should have never carried this forward. They should not have fought so hard. Because now, not only is Letitia James and New York in hot water because she got to running her mouth and got out there in front of herself. Now we got the Atlanta DA, but then there's also another lady, and she's actually on a city council and has gone out and bought new dresses and all this other stuff. The problem what I'm finding out is these are black women who are put into leadership roles and are really showing that they're not leaders. And it shows that they were put there because of DEI. Diversity, equity, and inclusion. Now, by the way, I will report to you that, listen up here, folks. Florida State, I think it's Florida State or Florida University, just fired today, lockstep, every single DEI individual in the university as well as any contracts going forward. So I do believe that there will be winds of change coming in the DEI arena, but I guarantee you they will probably try to circle back and make it a thing again, but that's just that's my guess. I have no idea if that will be factual or not, but we will see. All right, I'm going to bring on my guest here. Lynn, Dr. Lynn is here. Good to see you, Dr. Lynn. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Yeah, you bet. So I'm going to, the floor is yours, and I will let you go from, introduce yourself and how we can find you.
Okay, well, I am an endowed professor at Nova Southeastern University. I work with both the College of Medicine and the Colleges of Pharmacy, and I helped start an integrative medicine department in the medical school and put in 7 courses in herbal therapy and in what we call functional nutrition there. They have a master's in nutrition. And then I moved to the pharmacy school. I'm a registered pharmacist. I'm a naturopathic doctor, clinical nutritionist, and I've been putting courses together in integrative medicine there. And I also have an integrative medicine clinic and herbal therapy clinic in the pharmacy
at
the university.
Well, so you've gone to class a couple of days in a row, sounds like.
Yeah.
Good job. Well, we take
I'm an old educated person. Yes.
Yeah. Well, we take role here.
And really,
sorry, I'm cutting you off. Go ahead. You're good.
Go ahead. You go. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say here on the Jim Price Show that your participation and attendance is half your grade, but we don't keep track and the grades don't mean anything. But anyway, that's a little college humor for you there. Anyway, yeah, you're breaking up a little bit. Go ahead. I won't interrupt you. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, students really don't go to class anymore ever since COVID. So there's no attendance policy anymore at the university. But what was really shocking to me, so I graduated from University of Georgia, Medical College of Georgia in 1982. Mm-hmm. And I have the old PDR, which was the physician desk reference, and half of the prescription medications in there were natural. And there were probably seven companies that made bile salts and bile from the cow. And those were used to decrease cholesterol. And it still works because that's what I use. Mm-hmm. And they were used if anyone lost their gallbladder as a replacement therapy. And that's a game changer for anybody that's lost their gallbladder. And a matter of fact, I went to write a medical journal article about how important the gallbladder is because they just willy-nilly take them out all the time. And it really was upsetting because I was reading articles from the 80s that if you took bile salts, you didn't have to have a cholecystectomy. That you could keep your gallbladder because it helped dissolve the salts. And as an herbal medicine doctor, there's many different herbs that will thin your bile and those types of things.
And, sorry. So I think you just froze up on us. Are you there? You just locked up on us. Sorry, Lynn. I was going to ask her about the bile salt. So, hey, Lynn, can you just turn the video off and we could just do audio? That'll probably help you with your transmission there. Do you want to do that?
I just can't see you. Is that all right?
Yeah. Let's stop your video and then that way your audio come through solid. So let's do that.
Okay. Do you want me to start over again?
Start with the bile salt thing. I'm really interested in this. I want to hear about the bile salt. So go bile salt. Get that. That's where you kind of cut off.
Okay. So the bile salts were used for decreasing cholesterol. Mm-hmm. And by the way, it doesn't not work. It worked. Also, it was used for replacement. Anyone that lost their gallbladder, they actually got bile salt as a replacement. So then the other thing in the old physician desk reference, it shows that there were probably about 12 companies that made digestive enzymes that were prescription. Uh-huh. Why? Because there were many articles in the medical library talking about people who, as they age, they lose their digestive enzymes. Mm-hmm. So they don't really need a proton pump inhibitor and other things. They need to replace their digestive enzymes.
So is bile salt what would do that, or digestive enzymes, meaning probiotics? Which one of those two is it?
No, bile isn't exactly classified as a digestive enzyme. It's kind of like soap. Mm-hmm. It will break down fat. It saponifies like your dish soap does.
Right.
And also, if you're constipated, most of the time you don't make enough bile in the body, and that's why you're constipated, or it's not being released properly.
Now, would too much bile cause
digestive
diarrhea?
Not having enough, if you eat
This is one of the things I ask my patients all about their poop because it tells an amazing story. So if you eat something fat and let's say like a fettuccine Alfredo or a lot of fried food at one meal and you get like a watery stool, then you don't have enough bile. If you're constipated a lot and you have that when with fatty food, you probably don't have enough bile. So it shouldn't cause in a normal person a diarrhea or anything like that.
Right.
You know, just if you don't have enough, it causes.
Yeah. Well, and then so then the other was what did I ask? I asked two things. All right. Yeah, you keep going on. You know what you're talking about.
Digestive enzyme.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So is the
digestive enzyme. So a digestive enzyme would be a protease. It would be things like amylase, cellulase, like the fat. That's a digestive enzyme. So those are digestive enzymes. And actually, there's one prescription digestive enzyme that's left and it's about $400 and we have this thing at half the dose and it runs about $25 or something like that. So that's the one thing that the drug companies are still have a product that they sell and they advertise that's a digestive enzyme.
Wow. Well, that must mean that they're still making some money on it, right? Because they're not
going to
do anything.
There's a,
go ahead.
Right. There, but it's $400 versus if you buy it in our pharmacy, it's $25. Also, the thing is, you know, when I got out of school, you never, ever thought that anything would be dangerous or would kill people. And many medical journals will tell you it's the third leading cause of death in America, taking a prescription drug and using it the way it's prescribed.
Yeah.
So now we've got all these drugs with what we call black box warnings that cause, you know, sudden death, leukemia, carcinomas, you know, on and on that it goes. And diabetes and all these diseases are caused by some of these drugs
right
today.
Well, when
we didn't have anything like that before.
When we're talking about things that are dangerous, I mean, we were always told, well, the doctor, you know, go to the doctor. They're the smart one. Go to the doctor, smart one. But I actually was having a conversation with someone just yesterday. I said, doctors are just very well-trained employees. They're not, they're there to do a protocol. They're there to make money for the clinic, for the hospital, for the surgery ward. I mean, these people are just very well trained employees. These are not scientists in the way we used to think of a doctor or a scientist that where they're out there discovering and finding what's best and really digging into it. They're just feel, you know, like, oh, well, you said you got a rash. Well, here's some cortisone. Not, hey, you got a yeast infection in your skin and that you need to work on your pH and lower your sugar and all that other stuff. Let's just give you some cortisone. And so I call doctors now just really well trained employees.
And I don't even know if they call themselves well-trained. Believe it or not, I couldn't even believe this. 12 years ago, my friend asked me to give a lecture to the internal medicine at University of Miami. Mm-hmm. And she said, I want you to go get the physiology textbook. And I go over to buy it over in the bookstore in the medical school. And our textbook was 1500 pages and you had to take it for a year. And a matter of fact, when I was in school, I flipped a third of the students out, my physiology professor. And so now they were handing me something that looked like a Reader's Digest or even smaller than that. And they don't speak English. So I'm like, muy grande, biblioteca, you know, trying to tell them in my Spanish. And she gives me to the head librarian that runs the bookstore. And she said, those are the books. I said, no, I'm looking for the big Guyton book. And they're like, oh, medical students don't take physiology anymore. I'm like, what? She said, yeah, they've broken the body into pieces so that they saw was the cardiovascular. I said, but they'll never know that the adrenal glands cause motor glands cause most of your arrhythmia and diseases in the heart. And she said, yeah, she started laughing. She goes, they don't know anything. So now, the pharmacology, they used to have, that was a 1700 page book, and that was a year course. And they learned the side effects, the idiosyncrasies, what the structures were, all that type of thing. Now the drugs have all these black box warnings. They're 1,000 times more dangerous than when I was in school. Now they've reduced it to 6 weeks. And it really, the course should be called, shut the front door. This is what Big Pharma tells you to give. And this year, believe it or not, they took out physiology, or I'm sorry, anatomy. So no longer are they going to see a human body anymore and know what the difference between a ligament and a muscle. I had Dr. Latipo, our Surgeon General here in Florida, visit the university, and I go to a very well-known foot surgeon. He does all the professional teams in South Florida. And I said, I'd like you to come and talk to Dr. Latipo. And he said, really, what do you want me to say? And I said, I'd like you to tell him that medical school students don't know anything. He goes, they don't know anything anymore. So it's really, really sad because they're not learning anything. And they're like, Dr. Lavity, I just spent a half a million dollars, 25 years of my life, and I don't know anything. Or better yet, I did a mindfulness for the psychiatry residents. And the first thing I asked them, well, how does it feel when you walk in the door to work? And every one of them said the same thing. I'm afraid I'm going to kill somebody with the drugs. I mean, this is what we're putting them under. And the doctors, I don't know now, I've got to look this up, but before COVID, when I was in the medical school, our dean was very concerned about this because it was the highest rate of physician suicide, like in 2018. And the other thing during COVID, what happened, all the older doctors like myself that had all these great courses and were thinkers, they actually were made to leave the hospitals. They didn't want any doctor under 60 in the hospital.
Wow. Well, because they were trying to keep people, that are younger, fresh minded. I mean, was that the point, or was it, I mean, does that make sense?
No, they were trying to say you're more susceptible to getting the disease we're trying to protect you. But I think what they really were trying to say, we don't want one that thinks in this hospital. My brother was in the hospital and he had bradycardia where the it's too slow, your heart. And I went to his 40-year-old cardiologist who was all Ivy League educated. And I said, I think he might be magnesium deficient. Could we pull a lab? And he goes, no, that has nothing to do with it. I go, wait a
Oh,
minute, you're
man.
Ivy League educated. You're telling me you don't know magnesium, calcium, sodium, and potassium going through those channels causes the electrical current in the heart to beat? And he said, of course I know that, but it has nothing to do with it. And I won't pull a lab. Well, about a day after that, my brother's heart went so low, they had to put him in ICU. They pulled a lab and he was magnesium deficient. And within 10 minutes of getting Mag-Sulfate, his heart rate and his blood pressure were normal. Now, I work with a really smart doctor who's in her 70s. And she said, Lynn, when I did cardiology, we used to carry Mag-Sulfate syringes in our pocket. And it's like the miracle for the heart. And I asked a cardiologist who's my age, I said, do you ever give magnesium? He goes, all the time. Because when I went back again to this doctor because now we knew I was having to take magnesium shakes. So I finally found him and I said, now we know that my brother's magnesium deficient. And by the way, only the cardiologist may touch the magnesium now in a hospital.
What?
I said, could you please prescribe it? He said, no. I said, why? He's deficient. He goes, no, you only give it when the QR wave is short. And I go, who in the H is telling you this stuff? I mean,
I
it was
know better than that.
mind-boggling. It was mind-boggling.
I know better than that, and I just play a doctor on TV, and I'm not even one in real life. I mean, this guy spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on an education that he doesn't even know how to operate the body. That's breathtaking, really. So go ahead.
No.
Yeah, that is crazy.
I was telling it to one of my medical students about what happened, and they said, Dr. Lafferty, you don't understand, because He was a transcriptionist in before he became a medical student in the ER. He said they can only do and prescribe now what the hospital says. And if they go outside that line, they would get fired. That was what Obamacare did. That was the worst thing that Obamacare did, was right. It brought in all these corporations to put rules and regulations and make these doctors employees, so that they have to do what the corporation says. And a lot of these people that are running the hospital, they're not doctors. They don't know any of it.
Well, again, where is the curiosity?
It's very scary.
Where's the curiosity in these doctors? I mean, I am not a doctor. I'm far from it, but well, I don't know. I'm going to take that back. I'm probably closer to being a doctor than most doctors. But my curiosity, you know, I started out with, you know, Crohn's or IBS, whatever you want to call it. And I started out on a probiotic and I started out on tart cherry and I was doing these things and working on the evolution of my body. And I feel healthier now than I have in 30 years. But just the curiosity of these doctors, but when you walk into a doctor and he's got a belly that sticks out 2 feet past his pelvis and, you know, they've got the saggy, baggy eyes and their hair's falling out, you're gonna take your medical advice from a guy who's not even trying to take care of himself? I mean, it really shows that these people really don't understand how the health or the body really works. I'm working on me every day and finding amazing things to help my body, but these guys are out there throwing prescription at things that don't even fix the problem.
Yeah. Well, and imagine how they must feel day after day, because, okay, I gave you three different kind of proton pump inhibitor and you're still complaining about your stomach. And, oh, you're a woman, so I'm going to tell you to go see a psychiatrist because it's all in your head. It's not because you aren't making the proper digestive enzymes or you don't have enough gut bacteria and need a probiotic, because I don't know those things, because they scared me in medical school to think you might sue me if I do something outside the box. And so therein lies all the problems.
Right.
And also, by the way, because I was on the board of the American Academy of Environmental Medicine, which is a pretty rogue group of physicians. Uh-huh. And we were told by the AMA, you may not teach integrative medicine. Like, you can't teach using digestive enzymes and get continuing education credit for that. Right. And also, to make money even, they're dumping all these patients on these doctors. So it's not like they even would have time to think, but they don't really need to think because they only have two or three choices to give a patient. So there's nothing to really think about. So,
right.
You know, I would say a lot of them are as discouraged. Well, at least they're depressed. They might not be discouraged because they don't know enough to be discouraged. But
right.
Yeah, they're not doing well either.
Well, I just had a comment from one of my viewers here. I was born at the time of the NHS, came to the UK in the 50s. I was the fourth child. I would not have survived had my parents not dealt with an herbalist. My lungs could not cope. He helped. And he said he could save me. I'm still the most grateful to my mom and dad and the pharmacist. So, you know, there's people out there that are obviously feeling better because they're using what, I mean, let's go back to, you know, the biblical portion of it, what God gave us, right? These things that are on the earth that help us and aid us in our digestive and mental processes. One of the things you were talking about with the bile, when the liver is stressed, and it's not putting out the right enzymes. I've been trying to explain this to people, that the liver transfers a communication to the brain, and we think of it as depression. We think of it as bipolar. We think about it, all these mental disorders. But in reality, the disease of the liver, the misfunction of it, causes a lot of mental issues only because we're not listening to what our body's really telling us. And so many times we run past, you know, oh, I need an antacid, when in reality, you probably should have started with meat in your meal and not what you started out with, carbs. So again, digestive processing is really a big part of even the mental health part of it. I lose you?
Yeah, there's so many things that are just, the body works together. And the biggest thing also is sugar handling. Like I met a woman, I'm on her board, the Hypoglycemic Education Foundation, and she's in her 80s. And she in the 60s was given electroshock therapy, and it turned out she was hypoglycemic. And the liver plays a big role also in sugar handling.
Right. Well, you imagine getting shocked just because your liver's got a dysfunction? I mean, that doesn't even like, how do you even get there? Like, I had a buddy on yesterday, Glenn, and we were talking about the VA and stuff. And I said, if the VA doctor came out with a jar of leeches to tell me he's going to help me with my headaches, I wouldn't be surprised because they just seem to be so archaic over there. But in reality, I mean, I don't think we've got a lot of these professionals. Like, and I call them well-trained employees, meaning that they're just doing tasks. They're not discoverers. They're not scientists. They're not trying to learn the next greatest. Like, hey, what can I do? Oh, I heard it had this thing. I remember Dr. Vinzant. He was down in Derby. He was my doctor for decades as a kid. But he knew how an ingrown toenail, if he took an ingrown toenail and he kind of messed with the growth plate a little bit, that the toenail would lift on the end and so that it wouldn't dig into the skin. And I had him do one when I was a kid. And then later on as adult, I had a pediatric or a, what is it, podiatrist actually do one. And it came right back. I went back to Dr. Vinzant. Boom, one time it was done. And he did it right there in the office. Cost me nothing to do it. But he was an old school doctor who understood how the body worked and was working with my body to make me so I didn't have an ingrown toenail. But we don't, I mean, I'm just saying we don't have those scientific minds, those discovery minds. It's like, I just want to be a cardiologist. I want to get my paycheck and I want to go on vacation. But that's not what doctors, I thought doctoring was a whole, like a philosophy, it's like a ongoing education of yourself.
Yeah, it's very sad to see when you see these bright young people in medical school, and they all, most of them, not all, but 95% are there for the right reason, and they just end up, so much in debt, and where are they going to go? Their whole life they've been wanting to do this. I had a doctor, the same thing. He graduated when he was really old when I was little. He was probably 85, and he actually had
Wow.
Sigmund Freud as a professor and graduated from medical school in 1897.
Wow.
And he gave us a shot of adrenal tissue and licorice tablets. And licorice was one of the things in the medical literature that killed COVID. So he knew about the herbs that killed viruses. And even as a little kid, if you got felt kind of sick, you'd go, "Oh, can I go to Dr. Trinka and get a shot? I don't feel good." Can you imagine a kid asking for a shot? But
No, now they're asking
from
for
what?
sex changes
Yeah.
and getting the hormone shots.
Yeah.
Anyway, we are
And
so lost. Yeah, go ahead.
yeah, I still use adrenal desiccated a lot for my patients. It is, people don't understand that the endocrine system plays a huge part in getting better from the immune with the immune system. And if you read the old, the people with Hippocrates, they knew that the adrenal glands were the center of the universe. And Lilly Pharmaceuticals used to make all the animal tissues that were prescription, like adrenal, and they
Right.
also had a big vitamin line, and it all started with cow's liver, and then maybe they'd add things to it. And
Right.
all that was prescription. Yeah, all of these great things.
So what, so I know the adrenal glands are tied into the kidneys and all the lymph nodes throughout the body, but what do you do about kidney stones, reoccurring kidney stones? What is really the dysfunction in the kidneys that's causing that? Is it's uric acid or is it something else?
Yes, it's uric acid. And also, one of the things that worries me a little bit is a lot of the holistic, I guess, but they're mostly MDs, promote arginine, which arginine goes down a very toxic, can go down. If you don't have the proper nutrition, it can go down a very toxic pathway into with the urea cycle and go into ammonia, which is very toxic. toxic to the kidneys.
Yeah.
So I'm very careful about that. I use products mostly that I use a detoxifier called Arginex, and that company started in 1929. And the FDA, he discovered things that right now they're studying at Oxford and Harvard. He was smarter than Einstein. Those products are one of a kind in the world. They're called Standard Process. And they're amazing. And they make all these older things still that I'm talking about. The other thing is that with, believe it or not, when you have gout or kidney stones too, urea is also given off by your bile. So it the protein digestion and your bile play a big role in gout and things like that, that people mostly think about with kidneys.
Right.
You can break down, I use phosphate food to break down kidney stones because most of the time they're made from calcium. And calcium goes into solution when you give phosphorus.
Oh, okay.
Their hydrangea root, which is also called gravel root, is very good for kidney stones.
Wow. Well, again, these are just questions that, you know, we have out there. Now, when we talk about, you were talking about the idea that we have things that will help our body fight viruses. And I'm still, you know, as much as we've been lied to, I don't even know if I believe in viruses anymore. I know we have cell dysfunction. I know we have dysregulation of certain things, and a glyphosate poisoning is a huge thing. But I'm wondering if, in reality, are we chasing down, and I know the answer to this, but I'm trying to just lead you in a little bit, but are we really chasing down all the wrong things when we think of, you know, what the body needs to heal itself? I mean, are we, because I think that we've gone down the wrong path so many times that we keep calling things viruses or cancers when in reality they're more parasitic and cell dysfunction. Is that, am I on the right path on that?
Well, with the cell dysfunction, absolutely. So is there a virus? I don't know. I haven't looked at one under a microscope, electron microscope, but they show you some pictures that are supposed to be them under electron microscope. But there is stuff that causes diseases, that dis-ease, like you said. But you know what? Let me tell you something, Jim. Everything in medicine basically is fake and wrong. Because the average prescription when I was out was $1.99, $3.99. Nobody had insurance. There wasn't the pharmacy benefit managers, all this stuff. There wasn't. And my chancellor at my school is 88 years old, and he went to Columbia at a pharmacy school in the 50s. And I said, what happened here? He goes, you know, in the late 80s, Wall Street decided this was going to be the next moneymaker. And so one of the first lessons I show my students, we go to the Harvard website, we put in rheumatoid arthritis. And it says, you know, heat, misshapen, it gets worse over time. Take these wonderful drugs like methotrexate, which has all these black box warnings causing cancer and death.
Right.
Humira, cancer and death, black box warning. And they said, we have no idea what causes it, and it's an autoimmune disease. Now, the reason I even got my job was this girl, since she was 2, had been diagnosed with that. She had bleeding ulcers at 10, a tumor the size of a grapefruit. Fortunately, they didn't say it was cancer at 15. And when she walked in my office, she could hardly walk.
Wow.
And so Harvard says, we don't know what causes it. Just take these drugs. And they scare the doctors by saying, and if they don't take them every month, it's going to get worse and worse.
Right.
Well, you know what? They have known since 1978 that it's caused by gut bacteria that leaks out of your gut. And again, the doctor that I think is so smart at our university, the older doctor, she even told me, she said, Lynn, when I was a pathologist, when I first got out of school in the 70s, we used to do really cool things. And we would do punch biopsies of those nodules. There's all sorts of bacteria running around there. Wow. So, and P.S., by the way, there used to be a great lab. They sold to another. It's not so good. But that showed when they look at sensitivity, they didn't, first of all, they couldn't, they used to, it was very hard to see these bacteria before because they're anaerobes. So when you poop, they die. But now because of PCR technology, they can see, detect that they were there because they can tell that the DNA of that bacteria was there.
Right.
Wow. So what they found when they do the antibiotics, they tested 12 antibiotics. Maybe one would work that we think of, like amoxicillin, Cipro, and those things. When they did the natural antibiotics, 11 out of 12 or 12 out of 12 work. So you can look up MS. What they've called an auto, but what I tell, I have a course, it's called Become Your Own Health Investigator. And what you need to do, just put gut bacteria, if you've got lupus, MS, whatever, that Sjogren's, it doesn't, Crohn's, it doesn't really matter. Put that in gut bacteria. And in our medical library, 300 studies show up and it says the etiology, the title, the etiology, which means the cause of rheumatoid arthritis, is your gut bacteria. Or you're talking about Crohn's. There's one article out of Sweden. It's got 157 references, and all of those references are talking about Crohn's being caused by an E. coli that goes rogue, probably because our food, and you're the first person that's ever said about pH, because the pH in your GI is everything. Because if you have the right pH, you really can't have these bacteria, the bad bacteria, grow in a more basic pH. Right. So my rheumatologist at the university sent patients that won't take the drugs. And then he says, don't go curing everyone.
Wow. Well, hey, real quick, I had a question from one of the listeners. What about lingering shingle pain for shingles, and that lingering shingle pain that is, this is a, we call viruses and that.
Right. What is
that?
All you have to do, I use a product that's called Conjuplex. And I'll give you the number to our pharmacy. I don't make a penny off of any of this. I'm an employee of the university. So I don't, if you get a visit with me or you buy a supplement, I don't make one penny off from any of it. So just so you know,
right.
Conjuplex has in it thymus tissue, spleen tissue, mushrooms, calcium, which is the igniter of the immune system. So you got to amp up our immune system.
Right.
And then I like, I was looking up this in the literature and I couldn't believe it, but it's so good for the flu and stuff too. Olive leaf extract, black cumin seed, which really is black seed, Gelis sativa, and I love St. John's wort. Now you can also get St. John's wort and mix it with like candula or something else and put it where you're getting that too, and that will help. We have a product like that in the pharmacy that's made by a private herbal company.
Yeah. Well, and again, this is, this is the stuff that we need to have these conversations instead of going back to the death box called hospitals. I literally fear now, I don't fear much, to be honest with you. I mean, I have, internal struggles or whatever, but I don't fear much except for getting in an accident, not being able to talk to whoever it is that's taking care of me and telling them not to put a tetanus shot in me, and I don't want the government chemicals, and I don't want a shingle shot, I don't want a flu shot, and the sad part of it is that's the only time I really think about it. It's like, if I ever have an accident, I don't want to be where someone isn't with me that can advocate for me, because I think that we've really lost our way in this medical thing. And this is what, a multi-trillion-dollar industry that this whole medicine thing's built after? I mean, it's like trying to take down the NFL in one day. I just don't know how you can get it done. But these AMA guys, I really am scared of them.
Well, I'm really hoping maybe I can be in the next administration and be a part of that, because I would love to be a wrecking ball. I use an example. I'm the Sage Professor. I have a nom de plume on Substack, and one of my articles is on the NIH. They get $50 billion a year. We have two professors at my university. One has probably gotten from NIH. She gets so much more money, but she gets 20, 25 million a year, I think, from NIH, which means since I've known her, 250 million, a quarter of $1 billion. She hasn't moved for her disease patient care a centimeter. Yeah. And she hardly publishes, and they get mad because she doesn't even publish, because she doesn't do much. Now, another professor I have who's in his 80s, who's very brilliant, he talks about the MTHFR, which is the what we call a SNP, where your folic acid isn't incorporated properly.
Right,
and this is probably the reason for autism when you do take the vaccine.
Yeah,
that's something, you know, the NIH says we'll distribute information. This is something every single practitioner should know about, because this saves inflammation, which is most of the diseases today, diabetes, heart disease. All of these are inflammatory conditions.
Yeah.
And also, when you take, you're talking about the vaccine, they have aluminum. And the CDC website tells you it's called an adjuvant. These are put in to hyperactivate the immune system. Well, the first step in immunity is inflammation. So these kids who have this one genetic thing, I have it myself, actually, they actually then, when they get a vaccine, a lot of them had multiple vaccines at one time, they're getting hyper inflammation in their brain, and they don't have the brakes to put on the inflammation.
Right. Well, one of the things I tell a lot of people is, like, you're not fat, you're inflamed. And if you think of it as inflammation and not fat, you will change your diet, where you say, oh, I'm fat, so I need to lower this, or I need to do that. You're chasing the wrong dog. You got to go after inflammation, and then that decreases all the body problems there. You start with, like, the methylfolate, the BH4 pathways, the glyphosate poisoning. These are all things that causes the cell dysfunction to happen. And we go in as the very number one thing, folks, and I've done a lot of study on this. I'm not a doctor. Everything I'm saying is completely made up and factually not accurate, blah, 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 whatever. But the first thing that in your cytostorm or your cell dysfunction, it creates histamines, which is snot, which is the stuff that we all say we're allergic to. But in reality, it's basically cell dysfunction. Your body isn't able to keep up with the attacks that are coming in, and your immune system is having a hard time. So it creates inflammation to encase it. Well, start thinking of your life as inflammation, not fat, and you will change who you are and how you think. But that's my opinion, and that's not a doctor.
No, I totally agree with you. Yeah.
I have to say that.
You tell that, because you're telling great information. I do a test. It's called MRT, and it looks at those mediators. It's within the cell. And when they do a food sensitivity test, there's different ways that people do it. I like this one the best, because it's looking on a cellular level when you're getting inflammation.
Right.
And it's a good diet. Like, it's, you know, it'll give you three meats and three this and three of that. So to start off with, so it's not like you're starving whatsoever. You got good choices there.
Right.
I lost 30 pounds on that, just taking out those things that cause cellular inflammation.
There you go. Real quick, Dr. Lynn, we had a guest that was asking, Rhonda was saying, I missed who this is and where to follow her. Can you give us your Dr. Lynn? Obviously I said that, but how do we follow you, or how do we find you again? What's your website?
Yeah. So my website is Dr. Lynn Lafferty. That's DrLynnLafferty. I have many free, I recommend watching. I have an amazing immune webinar with one of the doctors who's in the book 100 Best. She's an MD who's in the book 100 Best Doctors in America. And she truly is. She combines the drugs with the natural things. And she's so open-minded and so smart.
Right.
And also I have on there a free webinar on integrative medicine, and I have an osteopathic doctor myself talking about naturopathic medicine. And then the doctor I keep referring to that's so smart, who's the head of integrative medicine at our university. I also have a course that's going to start tomorrow at 2 p.m. Mm-hmm. And it's 10 sessions, 2 hours about, and it's become your own body investigator. So honestly, and I really mean this sincerely, it's not a sales job. is you know more about medicine after you take my course than most doctors do when they graduate from medical school. I have doctors and pharmacists that take that course, and I'm starting a course on another website that's CE for them.
Right.
But in that course, you're also going to get a booklet that I've written with all the foods and what every vitamin does in the body and the foods to eat. You get a refrigerator list so that if you're trying to increase your vitamin D, you can put it on your refrigerator. You also get, and also I have private videos that I'll show you how to make your own capsules, how to make lotions, how to make a mustard plaster, you know, all these things. My grandmother had 150-acre organic farm. Oh. She didn't even have electricity. She didn't want it. My dad went to put electricity in and no, it disturbs the electrical current in my body. I don't want it.
Right.
She was climbing ladders and pruning her fruit trees at 80.
Wow.
So I know what good health is. And I try to, and she was kind of like the doctor because she was in a community with only 200 people. Everyone had big farms around. So in upstate New York. And so, and the one thing I wanted to say about curiosity about my grandmother and what you said was, I remember my grandmother being by, we were walking around along the creek and we were with the elderberry trees. And she said, you know, there was this really bad flu in 1920. And I had 20 patients and we took elderberry. I gave it to them. And both of my grandmothers would always put you, if you got sick, they would put out a sheet and they make you go lay in the sun because they made you feel better. The vitamin D, right?
Yeah.
But they didn't know it was vitamin D. They just don't go out and lay in the sun.
Yeah.
And then, so when I heard coronavirus really early on, like in December 2019, I went to the medical, because that's how we were trained. You get all these amazing courses and then our tests, you had to think through how the body worked. And then I remember we had the first case of pancreatic cancer at Medical College of Georgia Hospital. And they said, listen, you students, go to the medical library. And at the time, you had a card catalog to look through. And go find a journal because we want to know what's the latest and the greatest on pancreatic cancer. Maybe there's a new drug. Maybe there's a new treatment. Maybe there's something we're not looking at. I just gave a lecture a couple of months ago to 100 medical and pharmacy students. And these are ones that are in my integrative medicine club. And there's like an ancient club and there's like a food club or whatever that they have. So students more and more are interested in what we're talking about, Jim, and they're incorporating some of it in their own selves.
Right.
But anyway, I said to them, when you heard coronavirus, how many of you went to the medical library and looked? Not one of them raised their hand.
Right.
I found a study that corona, the Arabic version, broke out in a nursing home in Louisiana in 2015. And they gave elderberry extracted in alcohol because alcohol is the best way to get the medicinal properties out of herbs. And guess what? In 5 days, it was gone. Not one person went to a hospital and no one died. That, you know, Dr. Fauci, I'm sure knew this. And he didn't even tell people until a year after that he was on vitamin D and zinc. And vitamin C.
Well, he got me to
on a podcast with.
Yeah, he got me to stop and think about taking HCQ because he said it'd give you a heart attack. So I did not stop taking it, but for the there was a little hesitancy as I went to take the very first. I'm like, oh, screw that guy, and I took it. I was like, I ain't gonna follow his. You know, it's like I can't stand it. Well, we got to get you out of here. So give us your closing statement real quick because it's been almost an hour. So. So we get you out of here. So give us your closing.
Yeah. Well, again, if you want to take my course, go to drlynlafferty.com and it'll pop up. And if you put in moms25, you'll get $25 off. I'm doing it for a fundraiser for Moms for America right now because I think they're such a great group.
Right.
And if you want to get any of the products I mentioned, our pharmacy number is 954-262-4550. And that's also where you can make an appointment with me. If you mention Jim's We don't take insurance. My appointments are $150, but if you mention Jim's show, I'll give you a $50 coupon off.
Wow.
And you get a free follow-up visit. And then the visits are either free or they're $25 usually.
Yeah.
I work at a university, so we don't charge a great deal of money because the students need to learn about this.
Oh, so. Yeah. No, absolutely. I think it's great what you're doing there. Well, Doc, thank you so much for being here. We'll have to have you back on soon. And we'll work
thank
on
you.
Your internet connection. So thank you for everything you're doing. It's been great to see you doing all that. Guys, go out there and look at drlynnlafferty.com. I put it in the chat there as well. So guys, click on there, go check her out. And if you guys want to take the class, just get smarter. Get smarter than I am. I dare you. I dare you to go out there and educate yourself in a way that makes you successful. I don't know. I think that's everybody should be doing that in their own way, finding ways to make your life better and the world around you a better place. So Dr. Lynn, thank you so much for being here. I appreciate you.
Thank you, and God bless you for all you do. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye. All right. Well, again, that was Dr. Lynn. And guys, this is a situation where I wish that we could have greater conversations about what is really going on in the world around us. And she obviously is on point. You know, guys, I've been talking about all these different things, trying to get you guys, you know, get the copper vessels. We're working on that still. Got to get a little money put together. You know, still got to pay the mortgage and everything around here. So I got to get that done first so that I have a place to stay, right? But anyway, we're working on the copper cups, copper vessels. That'll be coming your way soon. Remember, go to mydailynaturals.com, mydailynaturals.com. If you want to replace your cable company with Q Streaming, get a hold of me, and you guys can sign up for $60 a month instead of $160 a month to Cox or whatever it is you're watching out there, and you have all the sports channels and all the movie channels unlocked as well for $60. So anyway, get a chance, guys. Go out there and take a look at those things. I got that my affiliate code now, so you guys can sign up under me. Anyway, guys, remember, you guys are always the difference makers out there. Manage yourself, manage your health. Make sure you're going to be in the right place at the right time, right? Remember the 10% we do for our neighbor, community, city, county, state, the federal government. The more you do for them, the less they have to do for you. Learn how to be selfless and not so damn selfish. There will be a far, far better place. Remember, hold the line, hold fast. Do not give up. Do not give in. We will win, I promise. I mean, I don't make promise I can't keep, guys. Thank you so much for being here. Remember, the Constitution limits the government, but never, ever limits you. You have your God-given inalienable rights that cannot be given or taken away. If you don't stand up for them, well, you know what the consequences are, and that's what they're trying to do to us, guys. All right, well, thank you guys so much for being out there. Carrie Heiserman and others as well. Lindsay in England, thank you, or in UK, thank you so much for being here. Rhonda, let's see, who else was out there? Leanne was there. Ken Rising, Carrie Heiserman, Edward, good to see you guys. Thank you so much for being a part of the show, and it's great having you guys. I'm Jim Price, the Jim Price Show Daily Update. You guys will be good to each other out there, and I'll see you guys on Monday. Bye-bye.